once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight on this gorgeous August 21st, 2024. Happy first day of school, Neil. Well,
thank you.
So you made it home on time and stuff?
I did not get expelled.
Good boy. So we welcome into studio four representatives from the Wendling Sportsman's Club, and this is kind of a special year for these guys. So with me in studio is Calvin May, Mark Deuce, Maggie Hardings, and Nick Bergerman. Hello, guys.
Hello,
Jack.
So, I always find it interesting, and we've had the card club and the community club and different representatives from different clubs on how these things get started. Who was that core group that got together and said, we need a club for this? So let's start with a little bit of history from a Wendling Sports Club standpoint. And this is your 50th year. So back in 1974, how did this all get started? Nick, I think, not that you're the oldest guy or anything. I don't want to assume that.
That's mom and dad's fault. I had nothing to do with it.
But, you know, share a bit about the history.
Okay, well, we really didn't start and think as a club. We was a softball team that had played softball on Sunday afternoons, Monday and Wednesday nights, Thursdays, or Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then Friday makeup games and Sunday afternoon games too. So we had like three teams. So one Sunday afternoon, we were sitting around after a ball game. We went all over to one of our players' homes, which we did regularly. We picked places where we went after the games, had a few elbow bends, had a good time. We were sitting around and saying, oh, you know, be nice to have our own diamond someday. You know, instead of, we'd always either use St. Joe's, St. Peter's, Sharksburg's, you know, whoever had a diamond, we would ask them, hey, can we play there so we can, you know, get some practice? So we sat around and everybody said, well, and then Ronnie Wendell pulled in. He was our manager. He pulled in after the game and he said, oh, we got a woods over there at Wendelene. They owned Wendelene's farm over here.
Yep.
They had 11 acre of woods. He said, well, we got a woods. So everybody said, well, we got time. Let's go look at it. So we went down Fort Recovery Minster Road, which was right from Keller Place, straight shot. Turned on Erasmus Durbin Road. I had no idea where we was going. I knew where the Wendell's farm was because I helped him bail, but I never knew about the woods. So we went down the road and pulled off the side of the road. And here there's about the same amount of trees out there as today. There's a few more that died and we cut down and stuff like that. But it's about the same amount of trees. We added a few. And the southwest corner was about as vacant as it is now. I mean, there was hardly any trees there, maybe upgrowing and bushes and stuff like that, because it, you know, they bush hogged up and that was about it.
Yep.
So we walked up from the southwest corner, or southeast corner, southwest, and headed northeast. And I was one of them. We had about six members of the team, or maybe eight. We started heading up. I said, yeah, this looks like it could be good here, and we could put a diamond here. So we walked around, and so we all got back and went back to the Keller's Inn, discussed a little more. How are we going to make this happen? That was the biggest thing. So then we got together, maybe a few of the members of the ball team and stuff like that. We said, okay, We're going to try to see how many members we can get. Back then, what we did, we asked $100 for lifetime membership because the Wendells wanted X amount of dollars for the 11 acres. So we had to come up with that before we could even do anything. So we start asking around. We got enough. At that time, I think we had 130 people that were interested. Neighbors, just, you know, everybody just asked whoever they ran around with and stuff like that. Ran around with. We went to Wendellene's Tavern, naturally. And, I mean, that was close to home. So, you know. So we just asked a bunch of people. And, by golly, we came up with enough money to put a down payment on it. So we put a down payment on it, and everything else was history. I mean, we started, that was in probably end of May, first of June, might have been middle of June, maybe something like that. And that fall, believe it or not, we was able to come up with enough time and stuff like that to get the top diamond ready. We had a tournament out there that first September on Labor Day.
No kidding.
We had six teams. I know a couple of four recovery teams, a couple of Marion teams. We were in it. But we did have a little mini tournament, and that was our first event out there in 74.
No kidding.
And by having that all come together.
You did that in 2 months?
3 months' time, yeah. 3 months' time. But at that time, I worked at Seiss Wiederman Incorporated. They donated a lot. Frank Koenig from Wendellene, he worked at Bruins Supply, so he had availability to dozers and stuff like that. Ben Post was a big help.
Yeah.
He had the pits over here, so he was, and had a truck, dump truck, so he was able to haul dirt, move dirt, and whatever.
Some of that stuff they knew they donated, and some they probably didn't know.
Right, right. I mean, we thought we was going to get a bill for everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, miraculously.
It's amazing. I mean,
they just, you know, wiped the slate clean, and, you know, and till this day, as a club, we have never asked for outside help from the government or anything like that. We was always self-sustained as a club, so we've been very fortunate over the years.
So other than the initial softball game, was there any other activities out there in the early years?
Yes. Very, very early we had, when we did have tournaments, we had four tournaments a year in our first early years. We had softball, tug of war, volleyball, and they always had horseshoes. Still have horseshoe as of today. So that's how it all started. And everybody, I mean, back then the volleyball was big. I mean, we had co-ed volleyball, and, you know, naturally we could always enough workers for watching that. You know, volleyball, that was always a hit.
Well, I would tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and you come back and talk about how it morphed from this softball club to a certain extent into all the great things that you've done with the neurological center and the various things that you guys have helped with over the years. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce, and on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals, lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
There's a big celebration coming up on Labor Day weekend. The Wendoline Sports Club will be celebrating their 50th anniversary. Yes, it has been 50 years of this group of friends giving back to all the communities around the area. It's their annual Labor Day weekend with a few additions to help celebrate 50 years. As always, they'll have their kitty tractor pull, the horseshoe tournament, jumpy houses, and lots more. But they're going all out with great local bands on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Dalton and Delaney on Friday night, the Driving Force on Saturday night, and Maura and the Boys on Sunday night. Their horseshoe tournament will kick off the festivities on Thursday evening. Lawnmower pulls will take place on Friday evening. Softball tournament Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Kitty tractor pull on Sunday evening, along with their famous barbecue chicken dinners made right there on the grounds. Tickets are pre-sale only. Contact any member or call 419-375-4562. There will be several big raffles and some surprises, and many other founding members will be around all through the weekend. You don't want to miss this big celebration, Wendoline Sports Club's 50th anniversary, Labor Day weekend. Check their social media pages for updates and details.
We're back. You told me that I would know when we were back.
Yeah, and you still didn't say anything, so I pointed at you five times.
Gotcha.
The next time was going to be a different finger.
Uh-oh. I've gotten that one before. So we're back. We're talking to Calvin May, Mark Deuce, Maggie Hardings, and Nick Bergman about the Wendoline Sportsman Club. And they're celebrating their 50th anniversary of being a club. And Nick just filled us in on a little bit of how they got started 50 years ago. So let's talk about the transition from a softball club to kind of a fundraiser for different causes. Okay. So when did that all start?
Well, fundraiser, that's been 43 years ago that we've donated to the Neurological Center.
No kidding.
That's been 43 years.
So do you have any idea how much you've donated in 43 years?
$245,000 as of before this year.
Holy crap.
That's awesome.
That is really cool.
Now, is that to just the St. Peter Neurological Center?
That's, wow. Yeah, that doesn't include, we donate so much. In a year's time, we probably donate $45,000 to $50,000 to different organizations. Yeah. So, I mean, we're self-sustained, but we're very fortunate to have members that are willing to chip in when we ask them. And stuff like that. We hope we're not overburdening, but like I said, I think in my head, I've been there 50 years. I've been starting to think I probably shouldn't think, but is this going to carry on?
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I mean, we got young members coming on and stuff like that. I'm hoping.
Well, Calvin's not that young anymore.
He is comparatively.
I guess maybe, yeah. Yeah. So Nick has been involved from the get-go. Okay, so how about the other three? How did you become involved in?
For me, I know they used to ask me to come out before I was a member for Neurological Weekend. I would come out and DJ for them, So I kind of did that once a year and kind of saw what they were all about and stuff like that. So one day I asked, I'd like to be part of this group, and I have been for now. Probably about 16 years, yep. I guess, I've been out there. So
awesome. And you're a trustee now, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, so how many are on the board of trustees?
There's four trustees. Like Mark here is president. Maggie's our secretary. Nick's our treasurer. Nick's been treasurer for a long time. And then there's four trustees. Yeah, that's kind of your main group. Obviously, we have a vice president, too.
And so. Is it kind of like the Supreme Court where, once you're on forever?
No, there's terms all that. Yeah. Unless you're treasurer.
Unless you're treasurer. You know how that is in every organization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So then, Mark, how did you get involved?
Well, I kind of got involved. Ron Wendell was, I knew him through the church we go to. And he was selling chicken dinner tickets one day and came to the door and asked if we'd be interested in some chicken dinners for one of these weekends. And we said, sure, of course. I said, why don't you guys come out there and see if you would be interested in being members? I think that was in 2007 or 8.
Yeah.
So we talked about, wife and I talked about that, that time, you know, the kids were getting older, so we had a little more time to donate time to. So we went to the meeting and thought it was a fit for us, and from there on, the rest is history. It's been a lot of fun. Meet a lot of neat new people. I wouldn't have known any of these three folks had I not been a member out there, and I met a lot of other great people from the area that I would have never met before, so it's great.
Fantastic. Maggie, what about you?
Well, about 5 years ago, we had some good friends. Tim and Julie Kaiser were members out there. They said they really enjoyed themselves. They camped out there. They participated in activities. They talked about Neurological Weekend. They talked about Labor Day Weekend. We used to buy gun raffle tickets all the time, and we bought Neurological Weekend raffle tickets, but we really didn't know what it was all about. Julie's like, come to a meeting. You don't have to do anything. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That's how it works. Yep, I hear
you. Says the secretary.
Yeah, says the current secretary. So we joined about 5 years ago, and Ken and I have been members. My husband was a trustee just last couple of years. He just got off. And we really... our kids are getting older too, and we wanted something to be able to kind of to give back to the community. We weren't exactly sure how, and so I spent a lot of time at school, and I said, you know, maybe this might be something we can do together. And we kind of went, got voted in, and the rest is kind of history.
Fantastic. So how many members are there in the Wendling Club?
Right now we have about 75. That's with husbands and wives and girlfriends and whatever. Yep. And, you know, we got some individual members, but most of them are husband and wives.
Very good. And so I think Maggie mentioned the Labor Day weekend and the Neurological weekend. Are those two different things, or are those the same thing?
They're two separate weekends. The Neurological weekend's always the third weekend in July. And we have a poker run. And we do some other things. Calvin probably can give us some more numbers on that this year as far as what we donated. And all the proceeds from that weekend goes to the Neurological weekend. Now, this Labor Day weekend is more of our own club's fundraiser. We, you know, we have to keep lights on and maintenance on the buildings and stuff. So the Labor Day weekend is pretty much for our own benefit, per se.
So for anybody that hasn't been out there, okay, so it's on the corner of Port Recovery Minster and is that Erastus
Durbin Road? Correct.
Okay. So, what all is there? If, like, I've never been there, what's out there?
Fun.
It's lots of fun. You know, was it back in 2008, I think?
2009.
Yeah, built a new hall out there. So the existing bathrooms that were there, they kind of added onto that pretty substantially. Everything else is pretty much original, I think.
Yes.
There's a couple shelter houses and, you know, the old stage there. But the hall's been a big thing. You know, it's a great little hall for graduation parties, maybe even small weddings and things like that. That's been a big
Sawyer Overman wiffle ball tournaments.
Yeah, so. Overman benefit is out there every year. That's right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's been a big thing. Yeah.
Well, and I know that you rent it out to different organizations, different families.
Yes.
I think Cooper Farms has had some of their employees.
They have.
Yep.
So they have the hall with a separate sort of dining room, and then the bar area and the restrooms.
So is the bar open I mean, no.
No, not to the public. It's no. It's basically just open for members. And as a member, you can go in pretty much anytime you want, you know. Yeah.
And they have the stage out there. They have two softball diamonds. They have horseshoe, really good horseshoe pits, from what I understand. Shelter houses, playground equipment. They have a separate lunch stand and beer stand outside. So when you're doing the softball stuff, you can go out there and get whatever you want. They make great food at very reasonable prices.
And I just want to say that right now, Les Potcutter is out there repainting the backboards at the Horseshoe Diamond, Horseshoe Pits there. So, yeah, Les is out there working hard. I hope he's listening right now.
If he's not, he can listen in the archives.
Yeah. So you mentioned the neurological weekend that you had in the third week in July. Mm-hmm. What did that include, and how much money did you raise?
Well, this past year has kind of been a little bit different, and things have migrated and changed over the years. We kind of took over a poker run that the Flothe Country Club did for a whole bunch of years, and kind of didn't want to see that die. They donated money to the Neurological Center, so we kind of incorporated that poker run and the Harley raffle into our weekend. This year, we kind of switched it up. We didn't buy a Harley. We just gave away cash. We gave away $27,000 cash on a raffle ticket, a $20 raffle ticket. We did very well with it, with the whole weekend, and we did the poker run and everything. We'll be donating a little over $31,000 this year to the Neurological Center. Yep.
Fantastic. And this is the 23rd year, I think you said, that
43rd year.
43rd. The 43rd year that, yeah. And it's been like $245,000 that you donated.
Yes.
Yeah,
plus this year.
So right. It'd be
plus this year.
Yeah. So wow. That was prior to this year. That was 245 was prior to this year.
No kidding. So when you mentioned that you donate $45,000 to $50,000 to various clubs. What are some of the other clubs that you donate to?
Well, like, we take a vote. Well, our 50-50s during our fish fries, all that money or half of that money gets donated to in September March, I guess. We vote on three different families or four different families. We donate like $800 to each one, and every year it's different.
Yeah,
you know, so we try to help out somebody. If there's somebody from Wenderlean or somebody in the club, we try to help them first.
Sure.
And then we reach out to the community, or, you know, we get members that belong to other clubs and organizations, so they come up with ideas, they put their name in the hat. And we also donate $500 to scholarships, you know, members can put their kids, you know, that are going to college or something, so we donate $500 towards a scholarship. And we also donate to organizations like the swimming teams, St. Henry swim team, different challenger baseball,
local fire departments.
Yeah, local fire. $250-$300 to fire departments every year, five of them. So, you know, like I say, we try to spread it around. We're trying to stay afloat, but we don't want to, you know, overdo it.
So when, like, you go back to 50 years ago.
Yes.
And I'm going to tap your memory here a bit. So, you know, you may want to take another drink of beer here. But what are some of the names of guys that were with you that were instrumental in creating this?
It would be, like I said, we had Cranberry softball team, which derived there was five Keller boys, five Bikey boys, four Brigham and boys. So we had softball teams, and then all of a sudden the Bikeys were related to the Wendells, so then the Wendells got involved, so they had so many. So we had plenty for a softball team.
Yeah.
And then there was, well, at the beginning it was like Bill Bikey, me, Ron Wendell and all the Wendells and stuff like that, Andy Feely. I could tell you a story about Andy Feedy and I. And I might as well. What the heck?
Yeah, why not?
Anyways.
He's not here. He can't shoot you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, we was working on the, this is probably back in 74 or 75. We was working on the out of the park. And don't ask me how this came about, but somebody in Wenderlean had a white steer or bull that got loose, two or three of them during the day. And when we worked out there, Andy and I, it was like an all-day thing. We didn't know when to go home. Anybody that worked out there, Dave Wendell, Cleet Neufeld was a, no, he's no longer with us, but Cleet spent a lot of time with me out there. We spent all day. We had fun, even though we was working and getting things ready and stuff. So then at the end of the day, we'd always go, I can't remember the place, it was on 49 here, little place that always served breakfast, just right past the corner, right, what was it, on the east side of the road. But anyways, we always went there for breakfast.
Spencer's Drive-In. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Yep.
Like I said, I don't remember who, I just remember going there.
Yep.
But anyways, we was coming home from that. We got to the bridge by Clarence Stockler's place there, or Carl Stockler's, and I hollered out to Andy, there's an F bull. And all of a sudden, Donnie Wendell, he was coming around the corner, and he was blinking his lights bright and dim, and you could not, you lost the bull. Where was the bull? All of a sudden, the bull was right on the windshield. I mean, he was right in my face. I was just lucky at that time. Like I said earlier, that I worked for Sy Sweeterman. I had my hard hat on. My head went through the windshield, but
oh,
that hard hat saved me because all the little rivets in there were all popped. It was flat on my head, but wow. Knock on wood, that's probably what saved me. And the bull, he turned over, went backward down the road, and went sliding into the ditch, and the cops came around, and well, that's where they had to put the bull to sleep.
Oh,
but I said, Andy, there's that effing bull. I said, well, so we found that bull.
And then you had not a hog roast, I guess, it'd be a bull roast.
But that's one of the stories. I got a lot of stories that I could tell, and I'm probably going to tell more of them on Labor Day weekend, but I don't want to ruin it for everybody. You know, I want to save a few for then. But I've had, you know, over my 50 years, my wife could probably shoot me 50 times, but I spent a lot of...
That's when you know it's a good club.
I spent way too much time out there probably in my day, but like I said, I love it, and I still go out there. And my thing in life was, I always tell my kids and my grandkids now, I said, when you go out and have 150% fun. I said, if you feel that you're going to have a bad time, just stay home, because you don't want to bring anybody else down. Go out and bring somebody up. Don't try to bring somebody down.
Well, and, you know, when, like, you started it 50 years ago,
yes,
you and this group of guys,
right?
I'm sure that you didn't think back then that 50 years later you'd be sitting here, no, talking about giving over $250,000 to a very worthy cause,
right,
giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to you many other,
right,
places too. So,
yeah, back then, naturally, you was 20 some years old, you didn't think any further than your big toe, you know.
Yeah. So I tell you what, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back and get into the Labor Day weekend that I think is kind of the Wendling Sports Club homecoming party to a certain, yeah, extent. Yeah. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
We've been waiting all summer, and it's here. Miracle Lanes is open. They'll be open Thursday through Sunday through Labor Day. Then they'll be open every day after that. Stop by and say hi to Corey and Jared and the gang and take home some of their great food. Also, their bowling leagues are forming now, and their league meetings are coming up on Thursday, August 22nd, with the women's meeting at 6 and the men's meeting at 7. Their hours will be Thursday opening at 3, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday opening at 11. And, of course, they'll have their popular pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Again, American Lanes will be open Thursday through Sunday until Labor Day, then every day after that. For this weekend's win on the Wabash, American Lanes will close at 9 p.m. on Friday night. They will be closed all day Saturday, and they'll open Sunday at 11 a.m. as usual, and they will be closed on Labor Day. Have you ever wondered how a law enforcement agency works? The Mercer County Sheriff's Department will be holding their annual Citizens Academy from October 15th through November 6th, and sessions will be held two evenings a week, plus one Saturday for those 4 weeks. If you're interested in attending this year's Citizen Academy, just go to MercerCountySheriffOhio.org and click on Citizens Academy on the left to download your application packet and return it by Wednesday, September 11th. Class size is limited, so get your application packet now. Classes will begin at 6 p.m. and will last for 2 to 3 hours per session. The training will include classroom time, hands-on demonstrations, and tours of the facilities. The academy is open to residents of Mercer County who are at least 21 years old, and you'll be required to pass a background check. If you're interested in attending this year's session of the Citizens Academy, you can stop at the Sheriff's Office during office hours or go to their website at MercerCountySheriffOhio.org to get your application packet. Completed applications will need to be returned to the Sheriff's Office by Wednesday, September 11th. If you have questions, please contact Citizens Academy Coordinator Sergeant Jay Wordcamp at 419-586-7724.
We're back talking with the representatives from Wendling Sportsman's Club and learning an awful lot about how they got started and what they've been doing. And now we're going to talk to you guys about the 50th anniversary celebration. And they're all pointing to each other like, I ain't talking about it. Are you going to talk about it? So, Maggie, since she's the one with the least seniority, is going to talk to us about what's going on. I guess it's not this coming weekend, but next weekend, correct?
Yep. Weekend right after WOW.
Okay.
Yep. So Thursday night, we're going to start off with horseshoes. That is a big big thing with our gentleman group that comes out and plays horseshoes. So we'll have that on Thursday. Friday night, we're going to try something totally different that we have not done. But from what I hear, we did have something like this years ago, and it's called lawnmower pulls. We're going to have some group of some local guys that pull lawnmowers. I really don't know a whole lot about that one, but I hear it is a very, very interesting show. They are local guys. They were very excited to come out, and we're going to accommodate that. So we're going to have that on Friday evening.
Where's that going to take place?
Oh, at Wendling Sports Club on Erastus Durbin Road between 119.
I understand that. Where on the ground?
Fort Recovery Minster Road.
So you're going to do that on one of the ball diamonds? Surely you're not going to do it on
the basketball court. Yeah.
Okay.
So a couple years ago, we put a basketball court up in memory of one of our members that had passed away.
Yeah. I was pretty sure the kitty tractor pull area wasn't big enough for that.
They really only need like 20 feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
could do it on
They only pull 10 feet one way, 10 feet the other, and so it's done on our cement basketball court. So
is this like a
lawnmower tug of war to a certain extent.
Yes, that's the way to describe it. Yep.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you could do that on, okay.
Yep. We have a group of young gentlemen from 4 Recovery and ladies that are interested in this, and they're going to bring this out, and that's going to be our entertainment. But our real live entertainment is going to be Dalton and Delaney for entertainment for music that evening.
Yep. And, like, what time is the lawnmower pull?
They're going to start, weigh-ins are going to start right at 6, and the pulls will start right at 7.
Very good.
So, yep, they'll just have to sign in, and we'll get them all weighed in and everything else, and we'll get going right at 7.
And the entertainment is who?
It is Dalton and Delaney are their names.
Dalton and Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And they start at 9?
They start at 8, don't they?
Eight.
Yep.
Yes.
8 to midnight night. Yep, 8 to midnight. And then on Saturday, we have the Brick Street Softball Men's League is going to run our softball tournament this year.
Awesome.
And so that tournament will start on Saturday. And then Saturday night, we have it was supposed to be Copper Creek was supposed to be our headliners for the music that evening. Unfortunately, we found out last weekend they broke up. So our new band is called The Driving Force.
I'll bet you about crapped your pants when you find out a week before.
Well, yes, but I do have to say, can we please give Miss Lisa Boroff a huge shout out to her for finding the driving force. Woohoo, Lisa! Yeah, Sunday morning was a little bit to sweat, but Sunday night a couple of us got together at the club and she's like, I think I found a band. And we were amazed because we didn't think we would find a band, and they were more than willing to do it. So we were very happy to invite them out. And they were kind of like, what's your club about? And they wanted to know about it. They wanted to know what we did, what our cause was. And they were very happy to come out and perform for us this Saturday, in 2 Saturdays.
Yeah. And they, what I understand is I've heard them advertised on Channel 2 and 7 already. They play in a lot of the areas around Dayton area.
Oh, really? Awesome.
And they play like 70s, 80s, and or stuff like that. So I think they're hit right down my alley. But but I can dance to about anything as long as it makes me. It goes in my ears, down to my feet. I'm done.
Very good. So,
and then on Sunday, we're going to go ahead and the softball tournaments will continue. So we keep playing through that. And then also we have our big favorite thing, which is the kitty tractor pull on Sunday. That's going to start at, let's see here. Sign-in starts at 5 and pull starts at 6. And we have lots of kids and we have a toy tractor raffle. And this year it is the color green. So it is a John Deere green tractor. Yeah. That will applaud many young lads there. And then also from Sunday night from 4 to 6, we have our barbecue chicken that is made by our club members. And we have those.
And right now, we still have dinners available. Oh, yeah. So if you're looking for barbecue chicken on Labor Day weekend on Sunday, you can contact Karen Wendell at 419-375-4562.
Yeah. Do the rest of the members have tickets also, or just Karen?
Karen's usually the only one that has the tickets or whatever. Okay. Just call that number and she'll be. And if she doesn't give you tickets, she'll give you a thing, and then I take care of it at the gate. I usually take in the money and stuff like that. So it's no problem. But it's usually always pre-sale. But on that weekend, we do usually try to do at least 100 extra dinners because we know there's ball teams there, other people there for tractable and stuff like that. So we always try to make extra, but they still go pretty fast. So. Yeah.
And did you say that the members are making the
We've made it now probably 16 to 18 years, I'd say, that we've done it. We used to have Rocky Bernard, which is awesome. Everybody knew Rocky.
Yeah.
But then we started thinking, okay, we're providing 80% of the help.
And
why couldn't we do this ourselves? Yeah. So we started doing it ourselves. And when was about 5-6 years ago, we put up a little building where we do it inside a building. So we're always protected and stuff like that. So we do it out there. And we even do one in, believe it or not, in January that we pulled off the last probably 5 or 6 years. So
is there a Wendling Sportsman's Club Facebook page?
Yes, there is.
Yes. And can I get some of this information going to that page?
Yes.
All right.
people. Yep.
It's all on there.
Yes.
I do know that.
Yes. Yeah, so.
And one thing I want to warn you about, if you do go out there this that weekend, the Labor Day weekend, and don't have a ticket for the chicken dinners and you're out there on Sunday, you're going to shoot yourself because that smell is unbelievably good, and you are going to you'll knock down little kids and steal their chicken dinner tickets to get that, to get that chicken dinner. So get them ahead of time.
Absolutely. And chicken dinner tickets are $10 a piece, so just in case people want to know what they are. Yep. And you can actually contact any member and they can get a hold of Karen if you want. If you like, hey, can I get 50? Because we've had families call and say, hey, we're having a family gathering. Can we do 50 dinners? And we might be able to accommodate that yet.
Fantastic. So, again, Facebook page, Wendling Sportsman's Club, and they'll have a whole bunch of this information on it, too, which is great.
Yep.
The only thing that might not be accurate, if you see the picture of the poster, the Saturday night band will be different. But other than that, everything's on there. And they do have a correction on a different post. So
yeah, I was going to say, Brian Deuce, last Sunday night. He posted it right away. And a couple of us have tried to share it with other people just so they're aware of it. So, and then on Sunday night, we do have Moira and the boys are coming, and they're performing from 8 to midnight. And once again, there are no cover charge. None of our bands, none of our music at all, it's cover charge. So you can come on out. You don't have to be a member. Come out, have fun, drink some beer, enjoy yourself. You know, it's a very good time. It's got a little stage, but it's a lot of fun out there.
And there's an inside and outside beer stand. Mm-hmm. Beer's extremely reasonably priced. Don't bring your own.
And it's cold.
Yeah, don't bring your own. That's against the law. But and you want to help out these people that are helping out other entities. So, but yeah, you don't have any problem getting beer. There's not a 50 foot line or 300 people in line like there is at Oktoberfest or anything like that. You can walk up and get whatever beer you want. If you want to bring a cooler, buy a case or whatever. Now, you know, so you can do whatever you want to, but don't bring your own beer.
Yep. And then also, we will sell gun raffle tickets all weekend until we sell out of tickets. Tickets are $20 a piece. We're given,
30 prizes.
30 prizes. As I say, I was just going to, couldn't remember exactly what the number was total, but tickets are $20. You know, we sell, I can't remember exactly the total.
What, 1,000 tickets?
Is it 1,000 tickets? Yep, exactly. So we have that drawing out there. We'll sell them all weekend till they're all sold. And then the drawing's on Monday at 5 o'clock. And then we also have a 50-50 drawing out there, too.
Very good.
On Monday, it's just softball. Is that right?
It's just the softball tournament continues. Yep.
And the lunch stand and the beer stand.
And the drawing.
Yep, yeah. And the drawing. And the drawing's not till 5 o'clock, but you can camp out there. You just come on out and enjoy yourselves. It's a very good time. People were extra friendly, and, you know, it's a great time.
So how many teams are in the softball?
I have no idea. Right?
Yeah, they're not running the softball. The Brick Street Tavern.
Brick Street is.
Yeah. We're hoping for at least 16 teams. I don't know how many they have, so we're hoping for at least 16. Yep. So
a lot of teams look forward to that weekend. And what used to go on, and I think it still does, is a lot of the teams had kids that go off to college, so the regular team isn't still there. So they start grabbing people from other teams, and a lot of times it's families will get together. I know the Shane family used to do like Chris and Kenny and them used to always have a team, and there's all kinds of different families that had teams, and it was just a fun event. So.
And to kind of build on that, Neil, a little bit, we're really thankful for Brick Street to step up. You know, years ago, the club members ran the tournament, but we're all getting to the age where none of us really have the enthusiasm and the giddy up and go to do it.
Yeah.
So, luckily.
And that's a lot of work.
It takes a lot of time and a lot of organization. And nobody really has a big interest in playing ball because we're all getting up there in age. So luckily, Brick Street was stepped up to the plate this year, and they're going to run the tournament for us.
That's fantastic.
Well, I have a suggestion. Catch them and make them members.
that has been talked about. Hopefully we can recruit some young members.
I would have assumed that I wasn't the first one to think of that.
Well, so, you know, let's before we go on to that question, is there activities on Monday too? Since Monday is the holiday.
Monday, I don't think there isn't really anything planned per se, but they talked about there was softball, and then they did kind of talk about a kickball tournament.
Okay.
I think that's just going to kind of depend on how many people they get to play.
Are still around.
Yep, and how many people are around and who all wants to play. And they had it last year, and they had a good time with it.
Calvin, you want to say something about the extra stuff like we might do on Sunday or whatever?
I guess years ago, and this is way before my time, they took an old New Idea lawnmower. Some guys did. Who was it? Remember the names?
Nick Meyer,
and then
the Wendell Boys,
and there was a Bruins too help build this thing. So they took an old New Idea lawnmower. Now, New Idea only made, and I found this out this past weekend, they only made an electric lawnmower, and this is like 60 years ago.
Wow.
It was ran off of batteries, and they took one of these old lawnmowers and turned it into like an adult pedal tractor. Now, we found this thing down at Nick Meyer's, and it was missing a chain. I got it fixed up last week, and works perfect. So I think we're going to attempt, after the kiddie tractor pull, we may attempt to get some guys up there.
That'd be awesome.
Like an adult tractor pull.
Yeah, because every once in a while, some adult will say, well, I can do that. and even if they're strong enough, number one, their knees are beside their ears. Number two, as soon as they start pushing, the thing flips over backwards because the counterweight will flip them over. And it is one of the big treats to see an adult get on that little kiddie tractor and knowing that he can just pull it right straight down, or he can't get a foot because he just flipped over backwards, or he can't get the first pedal down because he's got his knee behind his ear trying to put it down there.
And like Maggie was saying, last year we did threw together a quick kickball tournament. It was a huge hit. We had a lot of fun with it. So just got some people together and goofed off. And I think you had to have a beer in your hand the whole time you played. It was a good time.
That might take place every night. I mean, after the softball games are over, that might take place every night, you know, as long as people are willing and able.
So I'll tell you what, it sounds like it's a very planned and organized new weekend, but there's also a lot of opportunities for winging it, having fun,
absolutely,
and going with the flow, too.
Yep.
So I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and touch on a couple of things that I wrote down here, and then make sure we didn't miss anything and hit the high points again. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Lady Indians are undefeated in their first two matches, and tomorrow they'll host National Trail. We'll simulcast WPGW for that match, and their audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. On Friday, it'll be football as our Indians host Wayne Trace. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, and our pregame show will begin at 6:40, and our audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. Volleyball and football this week as fall sports get into full swing.
Get out and support our Indians teams all season long. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Inside. Talking to the people from Wendling Sportsman's Club, and it's so cool. We've been blessed over the years to talk to people about the St. Joe Festival or the Community Club, and there's so many of these organizations that do so many good things, you know, and it's because good people are willing to put time towards causes that they're passionate about, you know, and it's so neat to kind of get to know the people from the Wendling Sportsman's Club. I've been out there.
We're not that bad of people, really.
Some of you.
Well, you know, and it's just cool to kind of get to know the backstory to a certain extent. So my hats are off to you guys, the other 70 members that you've got, because you've done a hell of a lot of good. And that's something you can be proud of, and you... Hopefully that next generation is going to make sure that it lasts the next 50 years. So let's talk about, first of all, a thing we touched very briefly on. You mentioned the fish fries, okay? And to me, one of the first things I think of when I think of Wendling is their fish fries, because you guys have the best fish fries in the county.
Well, thank you.
Okay. How did those get started?
Well, I tell you the truth, we needed a fundraiser, yeah. You know. And we first started out every other week.
Yep.
It became so popular, we had to convince a lot of members, okay, now are we working every week? But they just grew. I mean, yeah. we get a lot of people. We even did it during COVID. We just did carryouts.
Yeah.
And we sold a lot of dinners.
Yeah.
So that contributes a lot to that hall that was built out there in 2009. Yeah. You know, without that hall, we wouldn't be able to do that kind of stuff. And that was a controversial time for the club. You know, do we go and spend all this money? Because there was a lot of money that was spent to put that thing up. And
it's not like you've got a $500,000 sitting there in the bank where you can,
right.
Yeah, right. It's a hell of a commitment.
So that building is what allowed us to do the rentals that we do and start doing these fish fries, and it's been real good.
Well, and that's another thing, Jax. Back 14 years ago or whatever, that's when we had to reconstruct or whatever. We had to go away from the $100 lifetime membership. We lost some members, but we always told them, you know, you're still a member. You can always come back and be a member if you want to. We're not kicking anybody out.
Yeah.
But to stay afloat, we have to start charging, you know, yearly dues. So we had to come up with an amount, and so we came up with an amount, and everybody seems to be happy with it, and knock on wood, we're still afloat 50 years later. So
are you guys still in the market for new members?
Oh, we're always looking for new members.
Yes. If somebody's interested in learning more, I recommend that they buzz out to Wendling during Labor Day weekend, and they'll learn a lot about what you guys do, I think.
It's invitation only, is that correct? Or does it just walk in and say, hey, I want to be a member, here's my dues?
That's a good thing about Wendling Sports Club, and a lot of family members say the same thing. We're on an offside road. We're away from the road. It's quiet. Yeah. They say, we can let our kids run here. We don't have to worry about somebody coming and getting our kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people like about it.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just, try to keep everybody happy.
Absolutely.
Sure. And then, I touched on the fish fries. If you're interested, come out on Labor Day weekend. Check out the Wendling Facebook page. Let's touch on the high points one more time. 50 years, right?
Awesome.
Fantastic history, fantastic what you guys have done. Let's touch on next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Labor Day weekend, not Thursday. We switched our Hersher tournament a couple weeks ago, or a couple years ago, to Thursday night. Sign-in's at 6:45. They throw at 7. This is amateur. Anybody can come and throw. There's no professionals in there. There's a lot of guys that just like to have fun and throw some horseshoes, and we're doing that Thursday night.
And who's in charge of that?
Paul Potcutter.
Very good.
Paul's been a horseshoe guy for as long as I can remember. Yep. Paul's always our guy. Him and Janet run the horseshoe tournaments for us, so they do a real good job. Friday night, we got the lawnmower pulls and the Dalton to Delaney band, and our lunch stand will be open all weekend too, starting Friday night. So there will be a lunch stand available.
Really good food with a nice array of food, all kinds of stuff on the menu.
Saturday, we start our softball tournament. And again, the Brick Street Tavern softball team is going to be running that for us this year. We really thank them for stepping up and helping us out with that. We'll have a band. Driving Force is our band on Saturday night. Sunday, again, lunch stands available. Softball tournament will continue. Kitty Tractor Pull, big event. It's huge. I just still can't believe, you know, it's like there's nothing going on Sunday. And an hour before that Kitty Tractor Pull starts, the place just fills up with people. It's
yes,
amazing.
It does.
Great time.
Trophies for the winners.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Got trophies. Yeah, we'll have trophies for all the winners.
Absolutely. And top three. Like there are different age brackets.
I'm assuming.
It is serious. Talk about, like, a bunch of kids. I mean, are you talking a dozen? Are you talking?
Ooh. No, I'd say there's 75 to 100.
Yeah,
75 to 100. No kidding. Yeah, it's
that is a boatload of youngins.
It usually takes about 2 hours to finish.
Yeah. That's cool.
And we got one of the best announcers doing that around, Les Potcutter. Yeah. Again, he does a bang up job announcing that Kitty Tractor Boy. Does
that's
a good
pretty
job
cool.
There.
Yeah.
He's encouraging to the kids, and if it's somebody he knows, he might rib them a little bit. But for the most part, he's exactly who you want doing that. He's good.
Yeah. And then Sunday night we got more on the boys playing from 8 to midnight, and don't forget about the Wendling Sports Club barbecue chicken dinners. So, and there may be a few of those left. And then Monday, again, lunch stand open all day. We'll wrap up the softball tournament, and then we do our annual gun raffle. We'll draw all the numbers out there at 5 o'clock on Monday night. So.
And I think there's still a few of those tickets left.
There are a few. You got to find a club member. There probably ain't too many.
I can say they're getting down there.
So you're saying don't wait till Monday afternoon to try to buy them?
No. I wouldn't wait till Saturday because it might be fun.
Probably not even Thursday.
Yeah.
So, well, guys, I tell you what. It's been a quick hour. It always goes fast. And I'm sure Nick's going to be out there on Labor Day weekend, probably telling more stories.
I'm hoping to.
Yes.
I got a few of them in the back of my head, and thank goodness my memory is still pretty good. So I can come up with a lot of the stuff that we did over the years. I got some, I think, pretty good stories, but other people might not. But yeah.
And you have to know that somebody's going to say, you remember when we did this? Go, oh, I forgot about that one. That's a really good one. I can't believe I forgot that one. Somebody's going to trigger a story you hadn't even thought of that's going to be awesome.
It's like that Toby Keith song, you know, I'm not as young as I once was, so I can't help it.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to spend your Labor Day weekend having fun and celebrating a very cool event, Wendling Park and the Wendling Sportsman's Club is a place to be. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
and
you
Monday.
Make your way out there.
And Monday.
And
Labor Day itself.
Yes. So, guys, what am I missing?
I think we hit on everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe I talked too much.
Lenten fish fry and a chicken fry and... winter sometime.
I can say, yeah, we usually in October or November, we have our first chicken and fish fry, so we usually do one of those right after Labor
Day.
First
Friday in November every year.
That's all it is.
So,
fantastic. And for more information and details, check out the Wendling Sportsman's Club Facebook page. And, Maggie, we didn't have time for your karaoke song.
Sorry about that.
So I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to transition. Do we have to talk to Rocker?
No, he can talk to us. We don't have to talk to him at all.
So we're going to excuse the people from the Wendley Sportsman Club. Guys, you were fabulous. Thank you. And we'll be back after this with Rocker.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-85
Get ready for the most unique event of the year. The Win on the Wall Bash is coming up August 23rd and 24th in Fort Recovery. See headliners That Arena Rock Show and Nico Moon, along with many more great artists, and have your chance at winning over $1 million worth of prizes. Purchase your tickets at wowraffle.com, and we'll see you for a good time at the 6th annual Win on the Wall Bash this August.
Starting
when I pointed at you a minute ago.
Okay, now. Rocker. Hello, buddy.
Yes, sunshine.
So, you're now like on 6 weeks of your Facebook ban, right?
I stopped counting after a month.
Okay. So, explain to me how anybody... Because I've had people that have stolen my identity and pretend to be me, and they don't...
Why would they ever do that?
And they don't get kicked off, and yet you do something that gets kicked off.
This is my third time.
This is your third time.
First time it was a hack. This last time they claimed my... broke their terms of agreement, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah,
and this time,
and they don't tell you what it is, do they?
Yeah, and all I do is post top 10 lists.
And this time, you violated community standards.
Yeah, well, there's a lot worse people than that.
I think I figured it out. When you post your top 10 list,
I must have,
and it says something like. Your 10 hottest redheads in Fort Recovery, you pissed off the 11th ranked redhead.
Yep.
So not sure who that it would be.
That has to be it.
You know what it probably is? It's probably the 25th ranked redhead that thinks she should be in the top 10, and she's not even in the top 20.
So what's your list?
Top 10. Oh, my phone bowled on me there.
Uh-oh. Rocker's got his list on the phone now, Neil. He doesn't use paper anymore.
Yep, that's good.
Well, because I kept getting hell over
the... Well, and you can't read this. You have to enlarge it. Do you have glasses?
Yes.
Do you ever wear them?
These work better. Top 10 old-fashioned sporting events. Traditional sporting events.
Now, are these legit or are these things you made up?
Is Gladiators one of them? Because that's old-fashioned.
I guess you'll find out now, won't you?
Okay, yes, I will.
Gladiators. Right. I hope Gladiators is number one.
Number 10.
Old-fashioned sporting event.
Gladiators.
from the home office in Bone Lick, Kentucky. Number 10, the Masters.
Now,
that's in Georgia.
Why is that old-fashioned?
That's okay.
Been around a long time.
Traditional sporting events.
You didn't say traditional. You said old-fashioned.
I did, but somebody's not listening, okay. Apparently. Yeah. We're not.
We were listening. We just didn't want to.
We were trying to move in this Dog and Pony show along here.
Okay.
Number 9, if Bubba's listening somewhere, and Nathan's Hot Dog Contest.
Hot dog eating contest. Yeah.
Hot dog eating contest.
Yes, I skipped that part.
Have you ever had a Nathan's hot dog?
Yes, I have.
I had one at Nathan's on Coney Island.
Really?
Yep.
I prefer Con, so.
You've never had a Nathan's then?
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't. What? Prove it.
Okay. You ain't had a wiener.
Number 8.
You had Nathan Wiener.
Why am I feeling like I'm at the Blue Oyster Club?
Okay.
Number 8. The Fort Recovery Tractor Pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Crickets on that one. Good.
Yeah.
Good job there, Bubba.
How did Bubba get involved with that?
He has to put these on.
Oh.
Number 7, the NBA Finals.
What in the hell is the topic?
Old-fashioned.
Have you been here the whole time?
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense.
Traditional sporting events.
Oh, okay. I thought you said old-fashioned.
He did say old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned traditional.
Yes.
See, when you said old-fashioned, I'm thinking gladiators.
I'm by myself over here.
With lions and swording each other.
What's the Ben-Hur thing?
Chariot racing.
That's an old-fashioned sporting event.
Yeah.
The NBA Finals were on TV a month ago.
Are we done?
Yes, I'm done.
No, we're not. We're just on your number 6.
I'll shut up.
Yes.
I ain't talking.
Crickets. Number 6, the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Traditional.
Nothing.
Yeah, good.
Number 5, the Daytona 500.
Okay. When did that start?
Daytona, 1948.
Out of all of your list,
I'm thinking the middle 50s.
You had a list of your top ten list.
I got a whole 2 months of these, so we might want to speed this along.
Okay, go ahead.
You got 2 months? Do we still got it covered tonight? Wow,
not tonight.
Oh, sorry.
You can thank Facebook for this, by the way.
Thank you, Facebook.
Number 4, Indy 500. 1911, yep. By the way, in case you were wondering.
Yep. But not every year since then.
Yes.
Nothing says old-fashioned like a car going 223 miles an hour around a track.
And always left. Number 3, the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. Yep. That's hockey, so that's number 3.
I don't know what to say anymore.
That's ahead of the Kentucky Derby.
Number 2, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
Totally old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And number 1, to keep this ball rolling.
I hope it's gladiators.
The World Series.
Oh. Yeah. Awesome.
They didn't like your hot dog eating contest.
Nathan's Bubba. Hot dog eating?
They didn't like that one, apparently.
Well, we were still under the impression he was talking about old fashioned stuff instead of traditional.
Old fashioned.
Yeah. When he said old fashioned, Jack's thinking chariot races. I'm thinking gladiators.
No,
that's old fashioned.
Hot dogs in baseball for how long?
Well, not as long as they've been doing chariot races and gladiators
or hula hoops.
So then when we went to traditional. Then we started understanding about number
croquet
5
croquet tournament.
Yeah, croquet tournament.
Next week we'll go back to the usual dog and pony show. Then you'll be happy.
Nah, we won't be happy then either. We never are.
Nope.
Wait until I start doing the old pop.
Next week's topic. Okay.
Oh, this will be
the,
good.
The top 10 things, the top 10 things they should have given away at the WOW. Okay.
And well, it'd be a week late then, won't it, there, Scooter? Well,
but should have.
Yeah.
So you can complain about it. Or they can be suggestions for next year.
Yeah.
Jack Stogler lap dances.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll buy a ticket.
Oh, better yet. I got, this is my personal favorite.
Oh.
The Bill Stogler Christmas album.
There you go.
Yep.
See?
Melly Kaliki Maka.
Sung with Karen Myring, of course.
With Karen Myring.
Anything else, Rocker?
I'm done.
Does right. The Sports Talk have a guest, Baba?
Nope.
So we got they have the Wendelline Sports Club.
Ah.
Talking about the softball tournament.
So stay tuned for Bubba and Fee and Sports Talk coming up after these important messages.
Thank you for staying tuned to Hit It Right with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.